Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to welcome you to 2016. This is going to be Sweet 16 for all of us. I hope that God's just got incredible things in store for us. Today we're going to be talking about changing the world, and so I'm so excited that you're here, either listening with us live or to the recorded call. For those of you that are uncertain where to find the recording, it's usually posted to my timeline and to the Christian Direct Seller later in the afternoon on Mondays. And then it's also on my website, BeckySpeeth.com. That's my direct selling website. And if you go to the free tab, you'll see that there's the Bible studies there. And so they've been logged there for years. They're based off of title and topic, so you can go if you need some encouragement. There's also some free prayers and some different things there on the site just to help support you in your walk as maybe an entrepreneur or just somebody that we've met on Facebook. So I'm excited that you're joining us. Last week we did an incredible study, and we talked about our one word, our focus word for the year, and we were getting ready. We did a little spiritual wellness exam, and so if you missed that, I'm going to encourage you to go back. That was a really powerful lesson, and of course, you know, they're always about 30 minutes, including the Bible study and the prayer time. Let's open in prayer really quick. I'm going to do my Bible study with us, and then after that, we'll close in prayer for all of the prayer requests that we took before we started the recording. Oh, and by the way, just so that you know, we do start taking prayer requests at about 8:25 Central. We take them for about 5 to 10 minutes in the morning before we actually jump onto the recorded call. So if you ever have a prayer request that you'd like brought forward or have us pray about for the week, feel free to join us then. Father God, I just pray that you'll just bless us today. Lord, speak through my mouth of clay. Help me to decrease. I want you to increase. I want this to be the most incredible year yet. And Lord, I thank you for each person that's listening today, that we would be focused on what you would have us to focus on, Lord. We seem to multitask so much nowadays, Lord. I pray that you would just help us to take that quiet time to be still and to know that you are God and to hear you and what you would have us to hear today. Lord, I ask that you would speak through me to give me supernatural recall of your word, Lord, and that you would touch hearts and lives today so that we can go and minister in the marketplace and we can be faithful to the call you've given us. We love you and thank you and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you today a little bit about changing the world. And I know when we start into a new year, everybody's all excited and we make New Year's resolutions and we come up with all the new plans and goal boards and vision boards and dream boards and all the things that we're hopeful for this amazing new year. And I just want to encourage you to do that. But I want you to look at something maybe a little bit deeper. I put together my vision board and how I put mine together, and it's up on my timeline. I did it a couple of days ago, so you might need to scroll through just a little bit if you need to see that. I'll try to remember to take that and share that over to the Christian Direct Seller again. But I did my vision board, and how I do mine is I just go through and I collect magazines all year long. And I put them in a pile, put them away, and then I bring them out usually on New Year's Day or maybe a few days before, depending how the break falls. And I just start flipping through, and anything that jumps out at me, a word, a phrase, a picture, anything like that, I just cut out. And then I keep them in order, and then I just paste them on the board. And what I noticed this time is usually I do them across, but for some reason I felt led by the Holy Spirit to do them down. So I've got four columns or four areas in my life and business that I put onto the vision board this year. And it's so interesting to me how God just pastes the words together and the pictures together so beautifully that it creates a beautiful picture for the upcoming year. And it definitely is my heart for this year. My focus word this year is strategy. And yours might be something different. I know I was talking to Desi, and she was saying hers was going to be tenacious, and some of you had victory and different words. And whatever your word is great. Don't think you have to change your word to my word, because I want you to ask God what your focus is for this year. And as I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do was, of course, lose a little weight. And I want to get a new financial advisor, and we met with a few people during the break, and just some different things. And most people, for New Year's resolutions, they say they want to lose weight and they want to get out of debt, and then a day or two into it, and then things just fall to the wayside. The one thing that I remembered was the story about Jacob. When he was working for his wife, he was really frustrated because his father-in-law was not very honest, and he gave him the wrong woman, the wrong sister on purpose, and he had to work again in order to get the wife he truly desired. And what he did is he was allowed to have the flocks that were spotted or speckled and not valued as much as the others. So what he did is he cut up bark and trees and twigs, and he made it look all spotted. And when the sheep and the goats would look at it, they actually became spotted. And that's kind of what I think about that happens inside of the visioning process. We also know in the Word that it tells us that without vision, we'll perish. And so I want you to be very clear about what God really wants for you this year. But I want you to make sure that as you're doing it, that you take it maybe a little bit deeper than just those surface things of getting out of debt or finances or losing a few pounds. Do I want you to lose some weight? Absolutely. If you need to lose some weight, yep, definitely. And if you need to get your finances in order, then absolutely do that. But I want us to focus on a different story in the Word today, and it's the story of Nehemiah. And Nehemiah was an extraordinary man in the Old Testament. He actually has a whole book that is written, and we're not sure exactly who wrote it. Most people believe it was Ezra, the prophet Ezra, that actually wrote it. But he's an interesting man in the fact that he was really passionate. And to me, I love people that are passionate because, you know, the Lord tells us that if we're not hot or cold, he's going to spit us out. It's just very distasteful for him. But he was really instrumental in the rebuilding and the reestablishment of Jerusalem in the 5th century B.C. following the Babylonian exile. And although we're not really sure about the dates and things like that, we've got a pretty good idea. But what happened is Nehemiah wanted to return to Jerusalem, and he was a high official in the Persian court of King Artaxerxes I, and he was really like the cupbearer, so he was really high regarded inside of this kingdom. And if we look at Nehemiah 1, it tells us a little bit at the beginning about how Hanani, one of the kinsmen, came with certain men from Judah, and I asked them about the surviving Jews who had escaped the exile and about Jerusalem. So he was passionate about his people, and so he wanted to have things restored. I've talked to many, many people over the last few days, asking them about their New Year, and they're focusing this year on relationships. And I think that Nehemiah was one of those guys that really valued relationships. And he goes on in verse 3 to say, and then they said to me, the remnant there in the province who escaped exile are in great trouble and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are destroyed by fire. And listen to what Nehemiah says. He says, when I heard this, I sat down and I wept, and I mourned for days and fasted and prayed constantly before the God of heaven. And I said to, O Lord of heaven, the great and the terrible God who keeps covenant, loving kindness and mercy for those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open to listen to the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you day and night for the Israelites, your servants, confessing the sins of the Israelites, which have sinned against you. Yes, I and my father's house have sinned. And then it goes on, and he just lays his heart out completely in front of God. What I love about Nehemiah is he was heartbroken. He asked how things were, and then immediately when he found out that they weren't well, he just became extremely passionate. It broke his heart. So as you're looking at your New Year's resolutions or what's in store for you this new year, what your vision is for this year, I want to ask you something really important. What breaks your heart? For some of us, it might break our heart, and it might just stir us to anger. I know there was a season in my life and that I was just so frustrated with the homelessness. And then there was a season where the Lord laid on my heart so deeply about the sex trafficking, and I just saw it everywhere around me. And it broke my heart, but then it almost took me to a righteous anger where I thought, you know what, I'm going to do something about it. Because if it breaks your heart, or God's been speaking to you about it, and you've said, you know what, God, yeah, you need to do something about that. Guess who he's calling? He's calling you to do something about it. He's saying, move out of that place of being lukewarm and being complacent and get passionate about it. In Colossians 3:23, it tells us whatever we do, we need to work at it with all of our heart as we're working for the Lord and not unto men. You know, experts spend a lot of time trying to figure out what makes people successful, and they often look at our credentials and intelligence and education and all these other things that might make the difference for you in your life and your business and your career. But more than anything else, passion is what makes the difference. There's four truths about passion and what it can do for you. Passion's the first step to achievement. If you want to achieve anything great, and Nehemiah did that. He went, and I mean, he was really bold. He was brokenhearted. He went before the Lord. He laid out his whole heart before him. And then he actually went to the king, and he asked for supernatural, like crazy amazing favor to be able to go and to take timber from his woods and go and rebuild this city that had, you know, had been ruined, his own hometown, that was completely different from the king that he was serving. And he had to do it with, he had people that were coming against him on all sides, and he was constantly being attacked to the point where he would have a tool to build in one hand and he'd have a weapon in another because they had to be on guard to fight off the enemy. So you might find yourself in that kind of situation today, but God wants you to be passionate and pursue it. And in order to achieve anything, the first thing that we have to do is we've got to be passionate. Your desire determines your destiny, and the stronger your fire, the greater that desire and the greater the potential is going to be. Passion also is going to increase your willpower. There's no substitute for passion in this capacity. It's the fuel for the will. If you want anything badly enough, you can find the willpower to achieve it. Passion also changes you. If you follow your passion instead of others' perceptions, you can't help but become a more dedicated, productive person. And in the end, your passion will have more influence than your personality. So ask God, ask yourself, what has he been asking you to do? What are you passionate about? What just lights the fire in your belly or frustrates you so much? Either you're so excited about it, you can't wait to see it happen, or you're so frustrated that something's got to be done. Then that's what you need to be focusing your vision on for this year. Also, fourth and last, passion makes the impossible possible. God loves to have you look at your circumstances and realize there's nothing that we can do about it, that it's got to be just him. You know, Ruth was talking to us before we got started today with a praise report that she had made a major goal, increasing her volume by $10,000 in the last 3 or 4 days of the month, and she was able to qualify for an amazing vacation and trip from her business. And even when we think sometimes that things look pretty impossible, I mean, that's a pretty impossible feat for most people that are in direct selling. You would think that that's a pretty hefty goal in December. Most people quit working the week of Christmas, and they don't go back until, you know, the end of January, mid-January. But to be able to push through and accomplish that, that's a miracle. God wants you to be passionate about it because that's when he can move. He can look at those impossible circumstances. And then when we look at that and he says, you know what, let me do this. You ask, I'm going to give you what you ask for. Most of us don't receive because we don't ask. But when we're passionate about it and we believe with God with unwavering faith, we do the things that he's asked us to do, he shows up in miraculous ways. The one thing that I can remember from one of my early spiritual mentors is she would tell me, our circumstances are changeable, but the word of God is not. So passion makes our impossible possible. Human beings are so made that whenever anything fires their soul, impossibilities just seem to vanquish, don't they? They just vanish away. A fire in our heart lifts everything in our life. And when we're passionate, we can take that same passion and we can get other people involved. And greatness and significance is too great for one. You know, my mentor, John Maxwell, tells us all the time that if we want to do anything significant or anything great, we can't do it by ourselves. It's got to be something that we involve others in. So I want to encourage you. I want to make sure that you're passionate, that you lay it out there before the Lord today, that you do just like Nehemiah, when he said, you know, he sat down when he heard, he inquired, he wanted to know. He wanted to know that situation, and then he wanted to make an extraordinary situation out of it. So let me ask you, what breaks your heart? Where can you take and add a little extra, an extra passion, a little extra fire, and take that ordinary into extraordinary? Because we serve a God of extraordinary, don't we? He wants to work in and through you to do super abundantly more than you could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine, according to Ephesians 3:20. We know that according to Jeremiah 29:11, that he's given us, that he wants to have, give us a hope and a future, that he's given that to us as our birthright. He wants us to have this be the year that's going to be extraordinary. He wants this to be the year that you serve him with all of your heart. He wants you with wholehearted devotion to have the desires of your heart. So when you look at your vision, when you look at what this year holds for you, I want you to look and I want you to ask yourself, Lord, what would you have me do? How can I take something ordinary and make it extraordinary so that you can be shown off? I can give you the glory. And we can live more according to our purpose, according to the things that gives us joy, makes us laugh, the things that break our heart and make us cry. One thing that I've noticed over the years is that for many of us, we don't give ourselves the ability or the opportunity to make space for emotion, for passion, to be brokenhearted for the things that breaks the heart of our Lord. We get so busy with busyness. We get so busy with business. We get so busy that we don't take the time to feel. We don't take the time to be quiet with the Lord. We don't take the time to be still and to know that he is God. We don't take the time to allow the emotions inside of us to stir up. We just move from thing to thing, from accomplishment to accomplishment, from task to task, from busyness to busyness. I'm going to encourage you, every day this week, even if it's just for 10 minutes, set an alarm. It might feel like an eternity the first time you do it. But take the time to be quiet before the Lord. Ask him what's breaking his heart right now and what you can do about it. We all have different purposes. That's why we're still all on the planet. He wants to give us that plan. He wants to give you your strategy. He wants to give you what the plan would be for you to execute and make this be the most memorable, most amazing year yet. Don't sell yourself short by keeping yourself busy and missing out on that quiet time with God, truly discovering where he wants you to serve this year. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the example that you've given us in Nehemiah about just being passionate, Lord, and inquiring and restoring those relationships, Lord. And as he wanted to know about his kinsmen and the, his family and those he cared about most, and he found out that things were destroyed and needing repair, He laid his heart out before you. And he openly just confessed any sin that he or any of his ancestors had done against you. So, Father God, I want to do the same thing. Lord, if we've been busy or we've sinned against you in any capacity, we ask forgiveness. We want restoration. We want things to be whole again. We want to be able to have the walls of the city, the places of protection, restored and rebuilt. So, Father God, I ask that you would place a hedge of protection around each person, each business. Areas that we've sinned against you, Father God, I pray that you would bring those to us so that we can repent, we can turn away and not continue them. Father God, I just pray that you would give us the fervency, that even in the battle that we would work on the reconstruction, the restoration, because, Lord, you told Nehemiah that he could be bold and he could ask things of the king, that a king that didn't even serve you or know you, for resources. So, Lord, I ask that resources would come from unexpected places as we build and we serve to the capacity of a new height for restoration, reconciliation, because we know you've called each one of us to the ministry of reconciliation. And, Father God, as we're rebuilding, help us to know that there might be attacks from the enemy. So we already know that we've got our weapons, Lord, and we've got the sword of the Spirit. We've got your word. Lord, remind us of your scripture and your word, that because we know our circumstances are changeable, but the word of God is not, and we will prevail because, Jesus, you've done it all on the cross over 2,000 years ago. You've given us victory, and we need to claim it. We don't need to be praying about it. We need to walk in that authority. So we claim that authority, and I ask, Lord, that you would give each person a new boldness of spirit in walking out the authority that you've given them. In Jesus' name. And that the walls would be rebuilt, businesses would be restored, relationships would be rebuilt, and that there would be a strategic plan for each person to fulfill a deeper calling this year than just losing weight. Father God, I pray that you would help us to be physically fit for you. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, forgive us if we haven't been good stewards there. But help us to find those things, Lord, that are breaking your heart and to serve, not to be sought after, but that we would just willingly serve. We would give. We would do the things that would be your hands and your feet here on earth, Lord, so that we can give you the glory. Make our ordinary extraordinary this year, Lord. I do pray, Lord, that you would continue to give Peter clarity in 2016 with the development of this new business, Lord. I just pray that you would just be with them as they work and develop this, Lord. I pray a blessing of abundance upon them. And, Lord, I just pray for Jean that as she's getting back in the groove and she's pushing ahead, Lord, that you would give her the focus that she needs, that you would provide the resources, and that you would bring restoration, Lord, in those places that she's desiring that restoration. Father God, I pray for additional cash flow for Bob, Lord. I pray that you will help him to embrace that this is the year of victory for him, Lord. We call forth victory, financial victory and blessing in his life and in his business. Lord, we praise you for the miracle of the additional volume for Ruth, Lord. We know that that was all you. Lord, I thank you that she was passionate about accomplishing this goal. But, Lord, I just want to give you the glory for giving her those supernatural ideas and favor and sending favor out before her. And I pray that it continues as she moves forward, Lord. And for Lenora, Lord, I just pray that you take her to a new level. Draw her closer to you. Help her to see exactly what you would have her to do, Lord, and help her to be faithful as she executes that, Lord. And for Connie, Lord, I just love Connie's heart and how she just cares so deeply for her family. And Lord, I pray for Kathy that you would fill those empty places, those places of loneliness or those areas of that longing to be with loved ones. And Lord, especially for Kathy as she's working to detox and she's working on going without medication right now, Lord, and that you would just help her skin to be renewed. Lord, we just command each cell right now to function properly according to perfect design that you have for her and her body. that there would not be any more adverse side effects, Lord, or inflammation. Lord, we know that we want fire in our belly for you, but we do not need inflammation in our body. So we just claim that her body is cooled now and that inflammation is gone and her skin is restored. I pray for strength as well, especially for Kathy, Lord, as she's going through this and may feel like she's all alone. Help her to feel your presence, Lord. Help Connie to know what to say and to do to bring comfort and peace at this time as well. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We ask that this would be the most incredible year yet. We promise to give you the honor and the glory. Help us to be faithful. We love you and thank you. Ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have an incredible week, everybody. I'm going to just be praising the Lord for you and praying for your businesses. I know this is going to be an incredible year. Thank you so much for joining us. And if there's ever a prayer request that you would like me to pray about, message me, post it on my timeline, or you can put it inside of my business page, The Christian Direct Seller. I love you, and I appreciate you being a part of our awesome Monday morning community. I'll be with you again next Monday. Take care. God bless you. Bye now.